okay, pretending you're humble, you say, okay, this intelligence I have, this is the best I have. So what? See? Yes, this is the best I have. Look at it carefully. This present of you is ignorant when it comes to what?
Exception.
This present of you does not understand exception because it knows only the rules. So he's a fascist. Yes, he's intolerant. He doesn't tolerate the exception. Goes by the book. Who could go by the book and be tender-hearted and caring at the same time? Impossible. That's the problem. Because everything is not according to rules. Then the little child will say, so what? Those are exceptions. There are exceptions, right? So they won't happen to me. Why should I worry about it? The answer is, no, it will happen to you, it's there. The exception is, to begin with, is you. You, not your intelligence. You, the other part of you, is exception. It's unique one. That's what you want to talk about. Therefore, you should understand the problem of this handmaid. The first problem was the rule, that's the main one. It had a second problem. What was the second problem of the handmaiden?
It was not in love with you. It was in love with someone.
Exactly. Your intelligence doesn't give a damn about you. Because the rules are handmade outside. That's where intelligence is coming from, right? Education. Therefore, it doesn't love you. It loves the goldsmith. What shall we do now? He said, okay, let's leave this existence to other dimensions of you. Because we know about the other dimensions of you. You don't. You don't realize it, because at the time that we are observing that in you, you're asleep. When you are sleeping, where is your damn intelligence? Is turned off, right? Where are you? In a dreamland, right? And where is your life? Lying down there, using the reptilian brain, which is, that's the life. That one is happy. Relax, organizing. Organizing your breath, your temperature, your movement, even not to have pneumonia, it will change the shape of your nose, therefore you roll in your bed. That's the brain. Is that you? Which one of you knows that you're breathing? Which one of you is aware of your body temperature? That's the one, right? Of course, if you let it, you try to confuse it, right? Whenever your temperature goes up, you knock it down with a pill. There is a reason for that. You don't care because you have something to do. Because your intelligence is telling you that. Let me divide you to parts that you understand, all of you. Each one of you that's understanding today, please let me know. As simple as this, there is one of you which is carrying the life, John. That one has a brain, which is the extension in your backbone. Okay? That one is the life. That one is the main one, the most important one. You know why? If that one goes, then who are you? And where is your intelligence? Life is there. Therefore, that's jhana, that's life. Okay? There is another brain over there working. This one. Logic, intelligence, all that, which is formed later by action and reaction and confrontations in life. That's the intelligence. There is frontal lobe. These are three different people. The frontal lobe is the imagination, khiyal, we're talking about. This is the human being. This is the animal, logic. And that's the life. They are separated, you know that. Biologically, you could study them. The first one is the most important one, because that's the life. So, that one has the real control switch. Did you know that? Have you noticed that sometimes that one prefers to turn your intelligence down, even your imagination down, and you go, that's the one. Yes, when it is hungry, what does it do? You don't know you're hungry. Do you? No. Do you know how much glucose is running around in your vein? That one knows. Then they report to him. And that one decides that now is the time to have something to eat. Food, food, food. Then your intelligence will be turned down, your imagination goes only to French fries. That's it. So that's the boss, the life. Intelligence in this one is the tool. Okay? This one is imagination. This one is the one that experiences the dreams. You know the dreamland, right? I'll come back to that. That's why I'm explaining all this. That dream is the first step to recognize it. And before I forget, guess what? Who is the nasty one within these three? The intelligence. Why? That's the one which has to be shut off 8 hours per day for the others to work. They both exist permanently. This one goes from here to nowhere, comes back to here. That one controls the body and is always in the body. Even I could go to a coma for 10 years, there is no intelligence. Good for me. I'll be in dreamland. And this one will be in a box chemically with a... That's the importances. So, realize the division here, because I'm relating somehow to my understanding of all of this, which comes back to pure reality. There's different persona and personality and all that. To me, it's loud and clear, visible here, the definition. So there is three of me. The life, which is jhana, the handmaiden, intelligence, and the king. And it's more than that, we'll come to that later. So he said, let's walk you out of this existence. Leave this intelligence alone. Let's go to dream. And from dream, he said, let's go to imagination. And in that imagination, you're going to find the Hakim from God. Hakim Elahi is there, which looks not very important to your intelligence, but it's the best part. That was the first story, remember? And he said, what should you do about it? Do you remember it? You have to. Step by step. First step is that, first of all, there is a ritual here. And there are some major things to remember and understand. Some rules. But they are not rigid rules. They are not even completely understandable. The first one was, be grateful. The second one was, don't be very grateful.